Welcome to episode 446 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
And as always, Ryan and I don't have our shit together, and we don't know where producer Gerald is. We're pretty sure he probably told us he wasn't going to be here, but neither of us remembers it, so it's just the two of us.
I like to think he told you, because I was off of last week's show.
Well, the thing is he wouldn't, it doesn't matter when he told us, if you were on, you wouldn't remember anyway, so it's irrelevant if he ever told you or not.
Correct. But he's not here. He didn't text you back.
He did not. I did send him a text this morning to see if he was going to be on, and he's not texting me back, so I don't know if I should be worried.
I assume he made arrangements. He's not like a sleep-in kind of guy.
No, not usually.
Yeah,
not
usually. So I assume he let you know and you just forgot.
Okay, we'll go with that. That's fine. I'll take the blame for that.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You're back off of suspension, and now Gerald is on suspension.
Feels good to come out of the penalty box to be back. A little bit of duct tape and glue, but it's better than the last time I was using duct tape.
Oh, your technical setup there?
Mm-hmm. Your video's gone now. I can't even see you anymore.
My video's gone.
You went goodbye.
I'm here. I promise.
Maybe turn it off and back on. Gerald's gone. You have no video.
I'm here. I'm going to try it.
This setup is just, there's a lot happening.
I guess.
We can do it without video.
Let's see what happens. Can you see me?
No. It's just a picture.
No?
Nope. You went away.
It's funny because I can see me.
You can turn mine off.
I can see me. Can you see me
back
now?
On. No.
No? All right. I guess I got to give a shot. Hopefully I won't hang up on our call here.
No, it should be. You will. What are you doing?
I'm just not super good at
Don't hang up on the call. It's a good call.
No, I'm going to try not to. I got to figure out what do I got here.
I mean, we could do it without the video. It's just for us, you know. It's just a home video.
I can't figure out how my the Skype. Okay, I had a fucking update because I check it all. I always check it on Saturday now.
But you were there. You had video. Like the video went away in the last.
Yeah,
like,
now
15
it's gone.
Seconds.
But see, my video is still showing up in my corner.
And you turned your camera off and back on.
Like my video's on.
But you turned it off and then back on.
No, because I don't know how to turn it off.
Just click the little camera.
I have a new Skype.
Oh, it doesn't have the little camera.
Oh, hold on. Let me try this. I'm coming back on.
There you are. Look at that. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
See? No, it's not where it's new now. It's not where it was normally, but.
Welcome back.
All right. Crisis averted. Get to see my pretty face.
As everybody can tell, it's good this morning. I should be one week removed from.
I already stated that we had our shit together. So
I should be one week removed from it being normal for me as far as the equipment goes. But Gerald may still be missing. I don't know. I don't even know where he's at.
Yeah. He could be MIA. I mean, he might have to send out a search party. He could be stuck up somewhere in the mountains or something.
Seems highly unlikely. I don't think he goes to the mountains.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
so. Fair.
I guess because I go to the mountains, I just assume everybody does.
Well, let me tell you what. Everybody doesn't. And I don't think Gerald does.
Maybe he's got some marathon this morning or something. I don't know.
Probably a cop thing.
Oh, it could be a cop thing.
Yeah. I bought a headset for the Xbox finally.
Did you?
Finally. I think I was waiting for the Xbox, like the Xbox branded headset.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't find that thing anywhere.
Yeah.
So I finally gave in and bought the Turtle Beach Stealth 600.
I think that's what I got. Wireless, right?
Yes.
Is this the guy you got?
The side of it's blurred. No. Well, where's the mic?
It folds out.
That'll tell me if it's the same one or not. Now, does it kick in?
Yeah.
No, does it, like, when you fold it down, does it kick in? Like, can you point it in at your face?
Yeah, you can. There's, like, two snaps. You can make a... It's just hinge. It's got one hinge that goes one way.
I don't think that's the one I have.
I can't remember which one I have.
But it is wireless. Do you have a dongle or anything?
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Oh, so mine is totally no dongle, no nothing.
I'm pretty sure mine has a dongle.
I just can't tell because mine's white. I got the white one, but it comes in black. I just don't. So mine has a mic that drops down like yours and has two points, but then it has another point where it kicks towards your face.
No, this is Stealth 600.
So your mic goes
600 Gen 2.
So your mic goes down, and then you can kick it in.
Yeah, it goes.
There's another hinge point.
Yeah, yeah. One, two.
And then you can fold it towards your face. There you go. That's it. Yeah. That's what I was asking. I just realized my phone's vibrating. Let me fix this.
Okay.
We're really not right. We're not with it
this
morning.
So no. Now that I think about it, I don't have a dongle for it.
You shouldn't because we have the same one.
No, I don't.
I bought that in white because I wanted the white one to match the Series S.
I got it in black.
The mic is... Here's the problem. I get home with this mic, right?
Uh-huh.
Been looking for a mic. Finally get home. Pretty excited about it. Get home. It's like, hey, this mic's great. All you do is push the sync button on the system, then push the sync button on the headset. You're good to go.
Yeah.
I do that. Nothing happens.
Oh.
I do it 46 more times. Nothing happens.
Did it work on the 47th time?
No.
It never worked?
I guess I'm just a moron and can't use a headset. Or I got a faulty one. And I'm leaning more towards faulty one.
Don't you have to go into... actual headset settings in Xbox and have it on there?
Nope. You have to plug this thing up to a computer and update it before it'll sync.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
I forgot about that part. I forgot about that stuff.
So yeah. With the Xbox One, it's a simple push of the button and it syncs up. With the Series S and X, it has to be updated through the Turtle Beach, whatever, the dashboard on the computer, the vessel, whatever.
I do remember that now. Because then I think I downloaded it because you can, like, there's an app you can do stuff with.
Yeah, but nowhere in the instructions does it say do that. It's like I had to go watch their YouTube video, like Turtle Beach's YouTube video. It was like, oh, if you're having issues.
See, and that's okay. So this is why I think it's coming from is the setting. I think I went into, there's a spot for like headset settings in your Xbox menu. I think I went in there. I think it told me to go to the website and update.
Oh, maybe. There's a setting it has you change in the headphone settings. I did that, but it still did not fix the problem. I had to go update it. Now, once updated, it was perfectly fine. I did see some people online say that they never had to update theirs to get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it matters when yours was manufactured. I bought mine from Walmart. Walmart probably has a large stock.
Right.
But yeah, it works fine.
I got mine at GameStop because I had a gift card.
Yeah. I got mine Walmart. It works great. I love that microphone. It's very comfy.
It's like $100, right?
Yep. It's very comfortable.
Yeah, it is super comfortable.
And so now I can play some Xbox stuff. And I did play some Flight Simulator. It was the first thing I played.
I knew you were going to play Flight. I knew it.
First thing I played with a headset, felt very official, like a pilot. I strapped in, put my mic down, took off.
Now, do you still have serious issues with the menu? Or is it much more streamlined than it was?
I think it's better. I still really hate it.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't bother me at all.
Like, I know how to play a game on there. I don't know how to do much else. I think it's not intuitive to me on how I navigate that thing or how I find anything. Like,
that
the whole time
sense,
with the headset, I was like, am I in the headset menu or not? Because I don't have all the headset options that I feel like I should have. And I still don't know if I was in the right menu, but I was in the menu that it wanted me to be in per the headset. Because for whatever reason, you had to change the setting in the settings for the headset.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear on it. It was working, but I still had to change that setting.
I think what it does is depending on... How technologically advanced your headset is, there's a number of headsets that can be used with it, from basic to not so basic. And so I think those settings allow you to take advantage of the full range of whatever your headset offers or not.
I wanted a basic wireless headset, and I hope that's what I got. Like, I don't want anything crazy. I want a good, reliable wireless headset. I don't want, I didn't want a crazy headset. I didn't want anything.
Right. My understanding is the 600 is, the most popular one for... the Series SX users.
Good. I would love to have continued to use my SteelSeries, but the dongle is like $40 or something for it to make it work on Xbox. And I mean, if I'm going to spend $40, I'm going to spend $100 and just get a dedicated pair.
Right.
And I know that doesn't make sense because it's $60 more, but...
time is money and making that switch and shit sucks.
Yeah. Well, I don't guess I would have had to. With the dongle, I should have just been able to turn it on and whatever it connected to, it would work with.
Mm-hmm.
That thing works with the Switch. World. That thing works with the PS5. You do have to move that little piece around, but with the Xbox, I would have had my own dongle.
Yeah.
It's also 2021. I'm not really about the dongle life anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
So.
I'm with you. I would rather physically plug a headset in than use a dongle.
It's that Xbox that's still Turtle Beach headset's nice because it really is truly nothing.
Right.
Which is why I wanted the Xbox when I wanted nothing. And I don't even know if it had a dongle, but I wanted to see it. But I'm happy with that purchase. I play some Flight Simulator. That game is complicated and beautiful and everything I thought it would be. It's not really a game.
Yeah, it's not really a game.
But I was talking to a friend of the show, Marshall205, and he was like, hey, I'm just flying from Vegas to L.A. right now. I'm like, well, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. I'm on autopilot. Like, it's that kind of gets, soothing, put a podcast on. Like, he's basically enjoying the flight as the pilot because he's just got it on. He's probably TikToking, knowing him, and he's just watching the flight. But he just took the 747 up, popped it on autopilot, and he's just rolling.
Did you autopilot?
Just a little bit. I mostly did a little seaplane. I did the Bali flight and did a water landing, did a runway landing, just trying to get a feel for it. They do have some challenges. I started doing some of the landing challenges. But, man, some of those jets are hard to fly. You know, they have little biplanes and stuff that are a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Those bigger planes are tough.
Flight simulator. Yeah, no interest in it.
Yeah, it's free, you know.
It is free.
They have three versions, but the standard version is free. The main thing I want to do is get comfortable and then fly over some things that I know. I want to fly over my house. I want to fly over my place of employment. I'm going to fly over the Titan Stadium. And I don't know how much past that I'll do, but I want to fly over some landmark things to just see how it looks. I mean, because your house is in there.
Right.
So I think that's pretty cool.
That is neat. Still not for me.
To see
how I don't want to learn all that just to fly over my virtual house.
Yeah, you can. I think you put it on like baby mode. I think that's what I'm on, where it's pretty easy. A lot of assist. But you can take off from the airport that's here, which is also kind of neat that it's in the game. So yeah, I'm just going to.
Another one like right there in town?
Yeah.
Little one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can take that's off from here, fly over my house, and go land in Nashville and that's like taxi to the freaking gate. So it's pretty neat. I'll play with that a little more, but. That's all I messed with over there. I know a friend of the show, Marshall 205, is driving me crazy to play Grounded.
Still, you still haven't touched into Grounded.
I mean, I just got the headset, and then I played once since then, but I didn't get on until like 11:40. So at that point, I just played a little KO City because it's late. I don't want to start something new at midnight.
Then you now is that crossplay? Like, does all your stuff carry over?
I played on PS5, but my understanding is it's crossplay. But I don't know that it's like cross progression.
Gotcha. That's what I was asking.
But I didn't mess with any of that.
I didn't play much. I played a little bit more No Man's Sky, and I finally ran around and got my ship fixed so that I could. So now I'm in space.
So finally, you left that death planet.
Yes, I left the death planet. Getting back into the swing of things there. I played a game I've been wanting to try for a long time just to see. So I started playing Prey.
Mm-hmm. The first one?
No. The second one. First one was on like the Xbox 360.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was part of Game Pass.
The second one. Remember the second one where with the mimics and all that?
I didn't know if the old one was on Game Pass. And that's
oh,
what you
gotcha.
Were
I didn't see it on there, no. I'm playing the new one. Because I've been wanting to try it. I finished the first one. It was one of the first games I got from my 360, I believe, what it was on. And I'd heard really good things about the second one, so I thought I'd give it a shot. And I'm still pretty early in it. It's interesting. The story seems to be interesting. I'm not sure about figuring out all the mechanics and stuff in it yet.
I tried to play it.
What'd you think?
Absolutely not for me.
It was a first-person shooter.
Yeah. I guess I played... this won't be a spoiler because it's old, and this is like the very, very beginning where you start out like in the lab.
Yes.
And then I played out of that into like some sort of the building I guess the lab is in.
That ends up being a spaceship?
Yeah, and yeah. I quit.
That's about where I'm at. I just got into my office.
Yeah, I played it, and I was like,
Essentially. I'm not sure where I stand with it. I mean, right now, I don't even have a fucking gun. I gotta beat everything with a wrench. That ain't fun. Not into that. I like to shoot shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I got like a glue gun, I guess.
That's all I had.
That's it. I want shit that blows heads off.
Yeah.
So it did have a very, and it kind of makes you want to go back and play these, but it had a very Dead Space vibe to it.
Yeah.
I thought. So that I kind of want to go back to maybe playing the Dead Space games. I know they're available on Game Pass, and they did announce that they're not remastering, but basically rebuilding from the ground up the original
Dead Space. Yeah, reimagining, I think they like to call that.
But yeah.
Lost
the camera.
Knocked the camera over.
So,
it's fine.
And I think that'll be kind of exciting. I think that'll be fun to play, something I'll be interested in. And then I started playing The Ascent.
Mm-hmm.
It's free on, just came out, free on Game Pass, Xbox only, I believe. Is it Xbox only or is it on PS4?
I don't know if it is.
Okay, but I know it's available on Game Pass, so.
I don't even know anything about it, but when I was flipping through Game Pass, I saw it.
Yeah, it's like almost a twin stick shooter style. I should say probably 3D isometric would be the better way to put it. Not my favorite type of game. One of my least favorite ways to play a game is in that isometric. But the premise of it sounds cool. Very, you know, it's got a cyberpunk feel to it and all that stuff, which we've established I enjoy. So I played a little bit of that. I'm not too far in it. I think I got like one. My goal is usually, unless it's really simple, I usually will try a game and I'll play it through till I get the first trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason that... I guess it's an achievement on Xbox, sorry. And I guess that kind of determines if I'm going to continue playing the game or not for some reason. That's my checkpoint right now. Just because I'm not able to play like I used to be able to.
Right.
I have very limited time to play right now. There's so much going on, plus we got that baby. And
there's
so
that.
I have very limited time to play. So when I do play, that's kind of my gauge for, I'll get that and I'll be like, yeah, okay, I'll keep playing. I want to know more or no.
Are you more incentivized if that that achievement or trophy comes early?
No. If it's too early, it depends on what it is, honestly. You know, if it comes really early and it's like complete for, you completed the first chapter or whatever, and I've only been playing for like 40 minutes or something, that might be a game I'll continue through.
So there is something to not making you, like if you play for 3 hours and you haven't popped a trophy yet, you're like, I don't know if this is like a long game, I guess. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I'm just not playing it right. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
I was just going to say same thing. Like, I still don't have as much time as I used to have, and I'm aware of that, but, you know, I've still only played Ratchet & Clank one time.
Yeah.
I want to play it more. It's like, I haven't had time.
That's how I am. I want to play it more, but I want to play more, but it's not a priority. Unfortunately, gaming isn't a priority anymore.
Yeah, a friend of the show, Matt, called me this week, and we were talking about the Stream Deck, the Steam. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're going to get one? It's what you always talked about wanting, and I'm like, it is, but it's 5 years too late.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like it's 5 years too late for me.
That's when you had the time to actually use a Steam Deck.
Because right now I have a PS5 I barely play, and a Series S I barely play, a Switch I barely play, and a Quest 2 that I barely play.
You have the S or the X?
Yes.
Yes, because you're only going to use Game Pass on it.
Yeah. Right. And so
that's what I have too.
It's like I've already got five things I barely play.
Right.
It seems like spending $600 on a thing that I'll barely play again isn't the most sound purchase.
I agree with that.
And I could make more time, but like if I make time, there are other things that won't get done.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Like there's not time where I'm sitting around doing nothing. Time is all used for something. So I can make time, but it'll come at the expense of something else. And I just don't think that in my head, I don't think I'll be able to justify it to myself to do that over the other things. Now
I completely get it. I feel the same way. You know, I'm watching a lot of TV or a lot of movies right now, but I'm watching them while I'm feeding my son, or playing with my son, or changing his diaper, or whatever, you know. So the spare time that I would usually have, where instead of doing something else I would maybe play a video game or something, I'm spending with my son. So and he's not old enough yet where he can kind of just sit by himself while I play a video game,
right?
You know what I mean, he will be eventually. But will I be so, I'm wondering if I will be so conditioned at that point to not play video games at those moments, if I'll actually take advantage of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it changes. I think, you know, it's been years now where I've only really played games at night. Mm-hmm. I don't sit down anymore during the day and just bang one out. There's too much to do. That right now there's 15 things that need to be done at my house.
Mm-hmm.
They're not crucial. They're not critical, but they need to be done.
They're more of a priority than sticking a controller in your hand.
Than being like, I flew from LA to Vegas today.
Right.
Like there are things that just need to be done around here, and none of them are critical to living here. None of them are going to make my living situation really any better, but they need to be done.
Yeah.
There's always laundry. There's always dishes. There's always mopping. Like there's always something.
Yeah. There's always pulling weeds out of the garden, or mowing the lawn, or weed eating, or not for you so much, but for me.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to somebody the other day and I said something like, there's always vacuuming and weeding. And they're like, don't you have robots? And I'm like, yeah, I have robots, but like the robots have to be started and they have to be like maintained. And like, you know, I still vacuum once a week.
Right.
And then the robots maintain through the week. And then I vacuum usually on Saturday or Sunday. And then again, the robots will maintain all week. But I have two dogs and two cats. So I feel like that manual vacuum is still necessary.
Oh, without a doubt. Yep. Because I have a dog and two cats and it's still necessary.
Yeah. And then, you know, changing the filters, changing the brushes on that thing, you know, that's all still necessary. And then, you know, the mower's outside. I change the blades just because they've been cutting a lot. I've been changing the blades about once a month. Not a long process, but I also clean the mowers once a week to keep them in tip-top shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like there's always, like, there's a 5-minute task here, a 10-minute task here, a 20-minute task here, but it takes me 30 minutes to get ready for that task. Like, I got to go find the blades. I got to get the screwdriver. I got to stop it. I got to bring it over here. I got to clean it before I change the blades. Oh, now I can't find the brush. Now I need to hose this brush off. Like, it's just everything adds up, and then you burn an hour.
It's like yesterday, I had limbs that I had to cut off of some trees because they were hanging too low.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, part of the prep is pulling out the chainsaw, getting the bar and oil in it, make sure it's full of the gas that you need. And then it takes a couple pulls to get started and those adjustments. And then you got to take it, fire it up, and cut down limbs. And then it runs out of gas, so you got to go put more gas in it and all that fun stuff. So So yeah, my afternoon yesterday was cutting limbs off of trees. Then you're so done last, with that.
Last time I went to chainsaw, I used the Ego battery powered one. Get it out. Mm-hmm. Can't find my oil anywhere.
Right. You brought on chain oil? Yeah, I brought on chain oil. Right.
Yeah, can't find anywhere. I'm like, well, damn, I can't. You know, I'm not going to tear it up to use it right now. Go buy some.
Right.
Like, whatever, next weekend I buy some. Get it out. The chain is no good on there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I didn't buy a chain. I bought the oil.
The oil for it.
So then the next week I buy a chain, or the next time I'm around where I can buy one, I've just never used it. It's still sitting out there with a chain beside it because it's turned into a three-week process for me to use this thing. Right. And I've moved on to a different project. I actually just took my pole saw out there and used my pole saw for it instead. But it would have been easier with the chainsaw. But I'm like, damn, it's like every project has a project.
To prep for.
Yeah. It used to be like, I just felt like I would get to those things when I got to them. And I don't think I ever got to them.
Yeah, exactly.
But now I get to things.
Even though I get things done, I still have some of those projects now.
Yeah, I do have some that I just haven't gotten to. I have some that I don't want to do.
I get that too.
But that's happened. Also, I'll tell you this terrifying story because you'll appreciate this. I keep my drinks in the garage and in a little refrigerator out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they do that everywhere, but it's pretty standard in the South that you just have a refrigerator in your garage.
I have a refrigerator in my garage, and I do not live in the South.
I roll out there, and when I open the door, it's in my kitchen, leads to my garage. I see a tail that slithers under my steps.
Oh, no. That's a snake.
Oh, no. Yeah. So I shut the door. I'm like, I'm not that thirsty.
Yep.
You know? So I'm like, a couple options. I can burn the house down. I can call a realtor, see what someone will buy it for. I can brick off the garage.
Call an exterminator.
I'm not afraid I'm not terrified of snakes. I don't care for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here's the problem. Everybody's like, just get it. I'm like, what does that mean?
Just get it.
Yeah. How do I get it? Like, grab by the tail? Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
First off, that thing moves like the devil. I won't be touching it.
Yes.
I don't have one of those snake grabby sticks. Should probably get one because I do have snakes around. But the problem is my garage is full of stuff.
Right, and it could be anywhere.
Anywhere.
I get it.
Anywhere. And I'm always going to my garage. Like my tools, I used to be really organized. I now have too many tools. I have two. I have a giant toolbox and a medium-sized toolbox, and they're overflowing, and I still have tools everywhere.
Right.
Like, it's nothing for me to go out there into, like a crate, like a big milk crate, and just reach in there and start grabbing stuff out. I can't now.
Right, because
poke around with it, scream into it. Like, I have to do things that would alarm the snake.
That's the thing about the South, is if it's a snake, odds are it's poisonous.
Right. So I don't think this one is. As a non-snake expert, his tail was black.
They're all poisonous.
His tail was black. I assume it's a rat snake or a chicken snake.
They're all poisonous.
But here's the problem I have. It's everybody else. It's not me. What kind of snake was it? What the fuck do I look like?
Yeah, am I the fucking snake whisperer here?
How big was it? I assume massive. Only caught the last 3 inches of it. I'm thinking huge, though. Probably 6, 8, 10 feet. I don't know.
All snakes snakes are like objects in your rearview mirror, okay?
Yeah. That's why I'm like, does any of that even matter? It's in my garage, I think, is the point that you're missing.
Yes.
But how big? What kind of snake is it? Do you have mice? I don't know. I have a snake. I'm not worried about the mice.
I would imagine no.
Yeah.
Because
I've seen mice in my garage before. I just keep going.
Yeah, mice don't bother me.
Right. My washer and dryer in the garage. I don't even know how to do laundry now. I just have to wear dirty clothes to work.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's not a good situation. Yes. And if people are like, how do you know that it left? How do you know that it didn't? Like,
yeah.
Now,
don't throw that 50-50 bullshit at me.
It probably went out the same way it came in. Or it had babies, and my garage is full of snakes now. It's just snakes on the plane out there.
That's where my head
goes. Yeah. See,
but my head does what you're doing only, like, times 100.
Yeah, because I'm not, like, if I see a snake, we could keep a calm distance between us.
You know, I'm outie.
Like, if I'm 15 feet away and I'm like, oh, shit, snake. Like, I'm okay. Blood pressure's not high. Pulse isn't spiking.
I'll go out of my way to run one down. I will tear up blades on concrete, whatever, if it means I can take that snake out.
But when it's in my personal space, when it's in my bubble, when it's violated my home.
Yeah, that's
it's
worse.
A problem.
I get it. I completely understand. Hey, listen, preacher to choir here, bud.
The great thing about being in the South is I tell this story and everybody's like, just call me if you see it. I'll come scoop it up. There's a plethora of people that just want to come to my house and scoop that thing up. So I'm going to allow somebody that privilege, that honor.
Uh-huh.
The problem is it could be anywhere.
Right.
Right now, that snake is more mentally draining than physically draining on me because I don't know where that fucker's at.
Right at this point, you might as well just get bit and call it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because no, right now,
there's never
like,
an option. There's never an option. That was a joke.
There's mental warfare. The only way, here's the thing I'm scared of too, which is impossible in my garage. It's the fall from above. These demon ropes will fall from above on you.
That would freak me out. Yeah.
And I know that's mostly a movie thing, but it only takes once.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like looking at something and not look up at the shelf above me and then it just fall on me. Because then I will sell my house.
I'll have a heart attack and die. You'll be coming to my funeral.
Yeah, I'll sell the
house.
That'll be the end of me.
I'll
have to live somewhere else. Don't know where. Snakes exist everywhere, I guess.
That'll be the end of me.
How's the snake situation up there?
There's snakes, like for me personally or in general?
For you personally.
It's horrible because they do live here.
Like, do you see them though?
Oh yeah, I see them.
Yeah.
They have formed a 8th circle of hell underneath this concrete slab I have out in my backyard that used to be a dog run.
I think we talked about this. You just have them living with you.
Not with me, but they're...
they're on your property.
They're on my property. They hang out under there. Like I said, a little 8th circle of hell thing. And now, I had an idea that my wife immediately nixed. Okay, because when it comes to snakes, I'm straight to the nuclear option, and I will kill myself if it means I get to take out a snake. Okay, so there's on this slab, you can see where this little hole is where they go in and out, and they have them on either side. Well, my idea that my wife completely and utterly said no to was to pour gasoline in there,
yep.
And then light a match.
Yeah.
But what my wife seems to think is going to happen is that it's going to create an explosion of sorts and blow concrete shrapnel everywhere.
Small price to pay.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine. We didn't really want the slab anyway. We want that gone, right?
Yeah.
It's win-win.
Yeah, two birds. Or in this case, snakes.
But she's, I think the explosion thing kind of sets her off a little bit.
Now, could you just plug it up?
You probably could. My hands aren't going anywhere near those holes to put anything in. So,
not reaching in their den. I hear you. Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm sure that's not the only hole. I'm sure there's plenty of holes in other places.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, how many snakes are in my garage?
Right, it could be all of them at this point.
Do they hang out together? Do these snakes hate each other? What's the food source look like? When do they have to turn to me when there are no more mice?
Right, right. If they get too comfortable.
Yeah, is this home for them too?
Listen, I don't know about you. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure I do know about you, but I'm kind of like a slide sandal guy.
Yeah, I like a flip-flop outside.
In the right light, my big toe can look a lot like a mouse.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm not comfortable with it. What made noise?
So, yeah, I'm yeah.
Yeah, it's not. The only thing better is if a pack of spiders had moved in my garage that I could see and not get.
Yeah, spiders don't bother me. I'm okay with spiders.
I hate spiders, but you usually can get them, right? You can step on them, smack them, smash them.
And they're... I mean, in my eyes anyway, spiders are a little less menacing than snakes.
It's the way snakes move. And that fucking tongue, the tongue flicking out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the way they move, though. Like, that tail, the way it moves. Everybody's like, are you sure it's not a lizard? Yeah, I don't think I have a Komodo dragon living under my steps.
Right.
Right? It was a big-ass lizard tail. Also, it slithered. Like, it S-curved out of my existence.
Oh, I think I just got an update from Gerald.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Uh-oh. Sorry. Power just came back on. My phone died.
Sounds like bullshit.
I'm just going to tell him no worries.
Tell him no worries. We're pretty much done cranking one out.
No worries.
This might have to be a shorter episode for a couple reasons. I'm in a very taped together situation. I also have to go to work today, but I'm using the AirPod so I can hear you, and we're 10% battery life.
Okay.
So as that starts to wind down,
we can. I mean, we're a good 30 minutes in right now, right?
I don't know.
35. We'll say 30. We'll be on
what does yours say? Because mine does not use the typical recording situation.
Mine recording right now says 44:10.
So we're about 40 minutes in.
Okay, so I guess we started at 5. I'll take that.
Yeah, we're about 40 minutes in.
Yeah, so we might come up a little short.
Yeah. Well, I'm comfortable to go until it reads like 5% or below.
Okay.
So I think we're okay right now. I should give everybody an update. This has been a better than the last time that I had to strap one together.
Mm-hmm.
But not as good as before.
Yeah.
I'm using two different, I'm using an iPad and a computer to actually record.
There's still some actual MacGyver shit going on.
Yeah,
there.
So I have
duct tape and bubble gum. And
I have two copies of this audio so that there should be no way that I don't have one. I have zero plan for how I'm going to get this thing edited. I didn't ask Matt yesterday, so I don't want to drop it on him today because he probably had plans.
I would imagine.
So I'm hoping I don't get this out late, but I'll have to figure out how to edit it tonight.
It could happen.
But it could be a little late, and I can't warn you and tell you because you can't hear this, so. Surprise. But yeah, that's where... you know, that's where everything's at now. So Gerald had no power, and his phone was completely dead.
He lost power, and his phone died. He said he's just now getting charge.
He woke up at 9 o'clock?
Well, no.
You're telling me, listen.
At 9 o'clock because the power was out.
No.
But his phone had died.
You're telling me producer Gerald doesn't have a battery backup. He's a fucking IT guy. You're telling me this? He doesn't have a battery backup anywhere in the home.
I bet he does. I bet he doesn't.
No, he for sure does. And it's bullshit. He slept.
It was probably
in.
Dead too. It was probably because it was probably not charged too.
Yeah, the power went out. I got you. Yeah, that's how those work. What he did was sleep through his alarm or not set it.
On the bright side, neither of us forgot that he wasn't going to be on today.
Right, now I'm pissed. Now I'm pissed because of it. What he did was sleep through his alarm or not set it and just woke up and was like, oh, power's out.
Okay, well, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I tend to believe. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt on this one. I think this is the thing that really happened. I'll let you be the asshole.
Yeah. Well, I will be because you're telling me the IT guy.
I know you will be.
Whose entire job is it to make sure that technology's working. Couldn't get the phone charged.
Go plug it into your car, dude.
Oh, there's so many options. There are so many options. As a non-IT guy, I probably have 3 or 4 battery backups. I know where one of them is right now.
So do I. I have one, too. I have two.
Yeah. I have a nice one that's a wireless charger, too. You just set it right on top of it. You don't plug anything up or anything. It's great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but he couldn't find any of them. Just to shoot us a text and be like, hey, not going to make it on. He just woke up. I want everybody to know that. He just got
I'm
up.
Give him you'll go with your story. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I'm going to go with the story.
Yeah, you go with what he told you. I'll go with what happened.
Okay, that's fine.
Gerald, hope you make it to this point of the show. Be lucky if I let you back next week, too. Maybe suspended then.
Well, Lisa's not like, cool, I'll join in a minute. No, you won't. That's not how we do things.
Yeah, you should have joined an hour ago. That's what you should have done.
Producer Gerald had technical difficulties. It's fine. We've all been there.
Here's what I was thinking this morning. I was like, if I can't get this sketchy setup I have to work, at least they can do a podcast. Then I get on, no Gerald.
Dude, I would have just had to do it by myself.
I'm like, that won't even work. He didn't even show up.
I would have just had to take one. I know, you keep adjusting your camera. It's so weird.
It's fine.
Do you... Something weird about your closet. Do you have your shoes in the thing upside down?
Hold on a second. I can't tell what you're looking at.
There's a set of, like, blue shoes above you.
Yeah, it's a rack.
And they're upside down.
No, you're upside down. I mean, they hang
down
like this.
Oh, see, ours are different. Ours are like little cubbies.
Well, I have that behind me.
Put the shoes in. Oh.
One's on the wall, one's on the door.
You got a lot of fucking shoes, dude. Holy fuck.
Man, I got 2 feet.
I get it. I do, too. But I don't have near as many shoes as you do.
I got 2 feet.
I have 2 feet too.
I get a pair.
I don't know what kind of fucking excuse that's supposed to be.
I'm saying every one of them comes with two.
No, I understand how a pair of shoes work. That's not the argument we're having. The argument we're having is that you have a shit ton of pairs of shoes, regardless of how many feet you have.
I think I have the normal number. I think you don't have enough. I used to like shoes, and then I quit liking shoes, and now I like shoes again.
Mm.
I started wearing Brooks to work.
Did you get those Zaps or not Zannies or something?
No.
The silicone shoes?
Oh, the ones that pop on there?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get those yet. I'm going to.
You didn't get those?
I will. I bought a bunch of shit I haven't needed here lately, so I'm trying not to buy a million things I don't need. Plus, I went on vacation, which is expensive.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I bought a pair of... The story doesn't make any sense because I just made all those excuses and then bought a pair of Brooks. But so I started this job like 5.5 months ago, and everybody's like, oh, if you're going to be on concrete all day, you got to get these Brooks. I got a pair. They're fantastic on my feet. Like really, really good.
That's good.
Yeah. So then I bought another pair because I was like, you need to rotate your shoes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then I bought a pair for outside of work, but then I wore them to work and they got gross. So then I bought a pair for outside work again. Mm-hmm. So I have 4 pair in 5 months, 5.5 months, which is a lot of shoes for me. I'm like a 2 pair of shoes a year kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it just turns out I just like these.
It's all the same pair of shoes.
No.
Right?
No. I don't
no,
own.
They're all Brooks. They're all the same brand. They're not all the same shoe.
Yeah, I don't own a pair of the same
okay.
model. So these here, though, let me show you these. These were my outside ones. These are the America edition. Look at these.
Those are like some old man looking shoes.
Yeah, Brooks are old man shoes. These are mall walking shoes, son. That red, white, and blue. But here's what's good. Let me show you the alternate for it. See how
show
the soles?
Show me the alternate, yes.
See how the soles are flip flopped? One blue, one red, one lace red, one blue. Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my shoe.
Those are great. Yeah, slide. I bought a new pair of flip-flops.
Of Adidas slides.
I bought a new pair of flip-flops on vacation. Mother Brooks are not in here for me to show you, but I got this new pair, right? The reason I bought them is because they're ridiculous. They have a thunderstorm on the side of them, like a cartoon thundercloud and lightning shooting out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bright colors. And on the back of them, it says, not today. And I'm like, I don't know, but I like them. I'm like, are these sad shoes?
Those are Brooks?
Yeah. I'm like, are these sad shoes? Because it's like stormy and it says not today. I'm like, are these depressed shoes? I don't know.
Right. Are they like anxiety shoes or?
I'm really excited about wearing them. But yeah, they're Brooks. See, so. Brooks makes a lot of fun designs, even though they're old man shoes. These are mall walking shoes, and I'm good with that.
See, I'm a jacket guy. I just want jackets all the time.
I hate a jacket. I get too hot.
Oh, I love a jacket.
Even now, I stay cold. I still don't like layers. I sweat.
I'll tell you what I did get that I really, really like. I got a few months ago, actually. I got a, is it Marmot? Isn't that the name of the like hiking, camping?
Yeah, I'm probably the wrong person to ask.
Marmot? I think it's a Marmot. But I got a vest, and I'm not usually a vest guy, but man, I like this vest.
So I do have a lot of shoes. These shoes, these Ducati Pumas, with a metal kick plate at the bottom here. Yes. I haven't worn those in probably 10 years.
Why wouldn't you get rid of them?
I should. These shoes have just been lived on this rack, and just I moved from where I was to here. The whole rack just came like it is. They're covered in dust, like where they haven't been worn. They're fine shoes. I don't wear those. My foot, those Pumas right there are a narrow shoe. I used to put my foot in shit that was narrow and be fine with it, but then I realized that you don't always have to.
Nope, you get them, anything that's got a W on it, it's a way to go.
I don't even wear Nikes at all. Nikes hurt my feet.
I can't wear Nikes either.
I like the way they look. I can't wear them.
See, I've never been a Nike guy. Because like you said, when I was younger, you would put on whatever was cool. You
know? Yeah.
Didn't matter if it fit or not, or if it hurt or not. It wasn't really painful. But as I've gotten older, but I've never been a Nike guy. I've never liked the looks of Nikes. I don't know if it was all the hype, you know, if I was a hipster and still am. But Adidas is always, for me, the way to go. The Adidas is the most comfortable shoe. It fits my foot the best. It always has.
I've gone through phases. I wore Nike growing up. I got real big into Puma. I wore Adidas for a while. And then I moved into the having to wear dress shoes situation for work. And they all suck. Mm-hmm. So you end up with like a Skechers, which is like a semi-dress shoe,
Depending on which style you get.
Yeah, you're in one of those where it's like, it's sort of a dress shoe from the top, but it's definitely like a sneaker from the bottom because you don't want your feet to hurt. And they make some pretty comfortable shoes too. They're also like a dad shoe. I did the New Balance thing for a while. Yeah.
That's really the dad shoe.
Yeah, there's probably one of those around here. I got a maroon pair somewhere. But as of late, the Brooks have been fantastic.
Yeah, no, I'm still Adidas. I mean, because the thing is, I've worn Adidas for so long that I don't even have to try them on. I can order them right from wherever.
Right.
Because I know what size I need, and it fits. I never have a problem.
Well, that's the cool thing about these Brooks is you said same shoe, like they're not, but it's just the same size fits me perfect in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I am now totally confident that I can just go anywhere. I can walk up to the shelf, grab my size, and walk off.
Right.
I also don't need to try them on. They're all comfortable. They all fit right.
That's how Adidas is for me. They fit exactly the way I need them. They give me support.
Right.
But they're not so narrow that they hurt.
These shoes that we were talking about where I can just kick them on and off. I want to get you the name. I think they're called Kizik's.
Yes, that is it.
Is that it?
I've seen them on TikTok.
Yeah. Hey, I bought my first thing off TikTok, or because of TikTok. Kizik.
But what was it?
The Circle water bottle. It's just a water bottle that you pack, that you put flavor in. They've got these little pods that look like small dicks that you slide in there. But they are sugar-free, carb-free.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're basically like the powder that you can squirt in there, but it doesn't go in your water.
Are they like the Mio?
No, sort of. They don't go in your water. Your water like flows through the thing.
Oh, interesting.
Or so it appears. Like, they just slap it in there, turn it, and you just squirt it through, but the water stays clear. Nothing ever cloudy goes in the water. I think your flavor comes as it travels through the dick into your mouth. It's not like a dick. It's like a little vibrator thing that it goes through.
Yeah, you said it that way, and you're like, wait, I should call it something different.
Yeah, I mean, it's not shaped like a dick, but it's not. But I saw it on there.
It's shaped like an Amazon spaceship. How's that?
So I saw it on there, and I was like, that's neat, but it's probably way overpriced. So I look, the bottle was like I think it was like $14.99, and they were had like a $5 off thing. So the bottle was like $10.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well, clearly they get you on the things, the flavor. The flavor is like $2 a piece. But I'm like,
which is
what I'm paying for a zero or whatever when I'm grabbing a drink somewhere.
Right.
But they have fun flavors. Like they have a like a coffee, like a cold brew one that you can get. But they also have like a bunch of like, you know, grape and grapefruit and all those kind of things. They have a pineapple one. They have like a, they have orange. They have like, I have all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Cool. I'm interested in, because I see a lot of make your shirts fit right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shirts for men that yeah. fit properly.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about digging in some of those. Cause,
just get a high-end t-shirt?
Well, here's the thing. I got some choices to make. I'm starting to get a little chubby.
Uh-oh.
All my weight collects in my belly, it turns out.
Yeah, I've been there.
Because my pants still fit.
Yeah.
At the waist. But my belly's big. And right now I'm like in between a large and an extra large t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I either, if I get a large, it fits, but you can see like my belly a little bit.
Yeah.
An extra large is just too big everywhere.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm in a large right now.
But it fits my belly good.
It's a little, it's not snug, but it's not loose.
Yeah.
I'm in a large.
I'm thinking about digging into those. I am working on losing weight, so.
What are you doing?
Mostly just eating better right now.
Yeah.
Cutting some of the carbs out.
Yeah, look, eating the way that I did it is not for everybody. It was very successful for me.
Yeah, I'm just cutting the carbs and cutting back on the sugary foods.
The weight has been off for over a year now for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely have not done as well as of late with consistently eating good.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't gained the weight back. So I think it's okay to have like rough periods as long as you don't sustain them.
Yeah. I just gotta.
I went on vacation and ate like a fucking moron. And I came home. So I weighed like 265, something like that, 256, whatever, 260. I got down to 200 and I hover right around 200. I came home from vacation. I weighed 207, which is a lot to throw on a week.
A little bit, right?
It didn't freak me out. I expected it. Okay. I knew that I had not done well.
See, I am just short. And this is why I've started making. I'm just short. Because for me, like 190. Is like the scare weight.
Okay.
That's a place you really don't need to be.
Yeah.
That's too much. So I was right at, you know, there's days I'd hit 188.7.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we got to do something because that's too close to the scare weight. I mean, when I was growing up, in high school, I was 160.
Yeah. See, I graduated at 185. That's why I think 200 is like a really good walking around weight as an adult.
Right.
Because I don't want to hit that weight again.
Right. And when I met my wife, when I was 29, I was 165.
Yeah.
Actually, I was probably less at that point because I was after my first divorce. At one point, I was down to like 135,
That's
which was
insane.
Too skinny.
Yeah.
155 to 165 is like what's been ideal for me. And recently, over the course of the last year and a half, my metabolism has slowly been telling me to fuck off and kick rocks. So now it's occurring to me that I need to actually make some lifestyle decisions to make some things happen differently.
So I was 207 when I came back. It's been a week, and I weighed myself yesterday, and it was 201, which is, I'm trying to live in that 200 to 205 range.
Mm-hmm.
Everything fits good there. Just I think it's a good weight for me.
Yeah, I think my ideal weight's somewhere between probably 165, 170.
Yeah, I've got broad shoulders. I got thick thighs. The doctor told me forever ago that 200 would be a perfect walking around weight. He thought I could stay healthy at that weight.
Yeah, I'm a waist down thick guy.
Yeah, I got these broad ass shoulders, and so it felt good to me to be able to get it back off that quick. Because there was a time when losing 5 pounds was like not a possibility, or it didn't feel like one. Whereas now I'm like I could eat good for 3 or 4 days, and it's back off.
Right, that's what I need to do. I'm trying to do steps, because
I did steps.
You know, I'm cutting out sugary foods and stuff. I'm trying to drink less Mountain Dew and less Monster.
Yeah. Are you hitting the zeros?
Which the zeros what?
The Mountain Dew Zero and the Monster sugar free.
This is what I drink for a Monster.
Yeah, that one's that's the sugar free. What about the Mountain Dews? You drink straight up.
I'm still drinking the regular ones, but I don't drink many of those.
Oh,
I don't.
Have you tried the Mountain Dew Zero? It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I'm not a Mountain Dew guy, but I had one the other day, and maybe because I haven't had a regular Mountain Dew in forever, I don't know that I could tell the difference.
Yeah, it is different.
But I haven't had a Mountain Dew.
It's not diet Mountain Dew different.
Right. But yeah, so I think a lot of the zero drinks are pretty good, and that'll help a lot, but you shouldn't really have a lot of those either. They got other bullshit in them.
I know.
That's it. That's the thing. Okay. Everything's got other bullshit in it.
I know. It's, but you know, I've cut back on, like, when I snack now. Now I try to have, like, you know, like a trail mix of some sort. Or I'll have a protein bar. In the morning I drink the protein shakes for breakfast instead of eating real foods. So on and so forth. But I've really cut back, when it comes to my snacks, I've really cut back on the sugary stuff. You know, because I'm a guy who can sit down and I can plow in a bowl of Lucky Charms, a bowl of ice cream, and 7 candy bars into an hour. And I used to be the guy where that metabolism would just be like, boom, look at this.
Yeah, you could do it and be fine.
But now, it just collects right here. So, yeah, I'm in the process of making it. I'm actually also considering doing a little bit of working out, thinking about it. It would probably be more running than anything else.
Yeah, just any exercise is good, I think, but I started by just changing my diet, and then I've off and on the train for exercise. I haven't been Pelotoning lately just because been so much to do. Yeah. Not forcing myself.
That's the thing. I don't know where I would fit in running.
Yeah.
Unless I were to get up earlier and
Yeah. All right. Well, I went too long. My headset died. I'm on a different one now, but we got to wrap it up.
All right. Go ahead and take us out.
But if you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Gerald could use it to buy a battery backup, so it's pretty important.
Yeah, or two.
Yeah.
Or maybe just a car charger.
Yeah. If you can't support us over there, that's fine. Tell your friends, family members, and your local IT guy about a battery backup so that he knows that you can have power without power.
It's the 21st century. Yeah. What?
He's for sure lying. And if you want to follow us on the social medias, I'm at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is not here, but he's at Hoffman Show, and together we're at @game_Stitch. You can find us anywhere there. And that's it. That's all we got. Was it 446? Is that what this was?
That's 446 all day, all night.
Yeah, all day, all night. We'll call it that, and people think it'll be like a like an after dark show, but it's not. It's mostly just us talking about why we can't play video games and why this setup doesn't work.
Yeah, and how we got fat, how we got old and fat, and are trying to take care of that.
I didn't get old and fat. I just got fat.
Yeah,
I didn't wait till I got old.
Yeah, true. I got old. I got old and then got fat.
Yeah, I did it ahead of schedule.
Dude, I hit 40 and my body was like, all
right. Yeah, enough's enough, right?
Fuck all.
Yeah. But that'll do it for us. We'll be back next, I guess, same time, same place. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable saying Gerald will be here, because what if he has a brownout or something and can't make it on?
I know. What if, like, the plumbing doesn't work or
something? Yeah. If his doorbell quits working, he won't be able to be on. So, but we'll be back next week. Good night.
Good night.